Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Kent Kumpfner, Montana Wheat and Barley Committee Executive Director. Tell us what you've been seeing out in the field. How is harvest going? It's been a couple weeks since we last talked, so just what's been happening here lately?
Right, yeah, when we talked last, we were just starting, but now we're very hot and heavy into harvest. Weather is perfect for ripening the last of the winter wheat crop and pushing the screaming crop along, and it's perfect for harvest. There's been very few interruptions, so we're cutting through it. In fact, is one of the only interruptions that I'm hearing is we're waiting on custom harvest crews that are delayed from some of the delayed harvest in the southern plains to Kansas and Nebraska. So there's some guys waiting around for those custom combiners. But in general, we are cutting lickety-split our winter wheat crop. It's going well. It's a highly variable crop in terms of protein content. The quality is good throughout. The protein content's highly variable, more variable than the average year. We are probably a little lower protein than we've been in previous years, certainly than the last two drought years. But to this point, I'm not ready to say we have quite as low a protein crop as we were concerned of. It feels like our crop is somewhere in the upper 11s, which means there's a fair amount of 12 protein winter wheat out there. We do have pockets that are reporting wheat in the upper 10s and low 11s on average. But in general, whether it's an export customer or a domestic flour mill, they'll be able to source 11.5 and 12 protein Montana hard red winter wheat. And our volumes are there. Our yields look pretty good. NASS was calling our crop 49 bushel the acre. So far, there's evidence that will hold. There's a potential we'll be surprised to the upside, because I am hearing of quite a few yields. And this is in the lower golden triangle that are more in the mid-50s and 60s. Other areas of the state didn't receive as much rainfall and had thinner stands, so I don't expect their crop to be quite as good. We'll see that as we progress this week into next week. We'll see more of that crop getting cut. But I think a 49 bushel to the acre average at this point is probably a solid estimate, with an average somewhere in the upper 11s, maybe even low 12s by the time we get all our winter wheat in the bin.
And, like Kansas is seeing, and the southern plains, as you mentioned, they've seen some drought here the last few years, but Montana has dealt with some of that as well. So this year, quite a bit different than that?
Oh, very much so. Now, you can't say that for every spot in the state. We certainly had some areas of the state that weren't quite as fortunate, but generally speaking, our cereal grain growing areas received nice abundant rainfall in May and June. It did shut off a little bit earlier than we'd like. It's hampering the potential of our spring grown crops. We stopped getting rain late in June, and we didn't really receive any appreciable rain here in July. And it started heating up about the 6th of July. We started, instead of being in the 80s, we've been in the 90s and even the 100s, many days in a row, lots of days at 95. And that has pushed the spring crop along. It's helped ripen the winter wheat crop. It has taken some of the yield potential out of our spring crops, whether we're talking wheat, barley, or even our oilseed crops and our pulse crops. You're seeing some of the effects of the fact that it's a little dry, a little hot, and a little too dry to really have optimal production potential, but way better than the last 2 years, and we're thankful for that.
And an outlook here is, as you work through harvest, about how far out will kind of the wrap-up be and that transition then into those spring wheat and barley crops?
Sure, and we're in a minor way, we're already into that transition. There is a little bit of spring wheat, isolated spring wheat, getting cut here and there in the state. The majority of it isn't quite ripe yet, ready to harvest. But my grower contacts are telling me they're going to go, especially once we got hot and dry, as I mentioned, we're going to go right from winter wheat, and there's really no time to wait on the peas or the barley. They're all ready to go as well. So it's going to be, unless Mother Nature really changes, and there's a little forecast change as we get into this weekend, it does cool off some. But unless we really cool off and get any kind of moisture, sustained moisture, they're just going to go from winter wheat to they're going to go right into their spring crops. A quick transition makes for some pretty long hours on the farm, but that's kind of, this comes with the territory, and we want to get all these crops in the bin and avoid any avoid any damage from Mother Nature, and then, you know, here before you know it, we'll be talking about hoping for some fall moisture so we can get our winter wheat planted.
All right. Any other tidbits here from harvest over the last couple of weeks that we should touch on before we let you go?
Oh, just a lot of optimism in the country. A lot of people with a lot more smiles on their face in the past 2 years, as you can understand. It's a good feeling to ask guys how their winter wheat's going, and they're saying, well, I just cut a field and it went 60 bushel the acre, and it probably averaged 12 protein, and it was 62 pound test weight. Feel pretty good about that, and there are a lot of those type of reports. You know, there's certainly some guys that had drier areas. There's some a lot of grasshoppers are prevalent too. We have hoppers in many areas of the state, and that's very concerning. They're causing damage that will also hamper our ultimate output. So I'm not sure how to get a handle on the grasshoppers and what the future holds, but we do need to acknowledge the fact that we've got a pretty heavy grasshopper infestation over many areas of the state, but we'll deal with it. The growers are resilient, and we're happy to get harvest going, and things are looking pretty good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the update. Again, Kent Kupfner joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.